Hello?
Hi, good evening, ma'am. My name is David. We're conducting an opinion survey about the elections in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas, ma'am?
Yep.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Independent, Republican, or something else?
I generally vote Democrat because they're generally the better person.
Okay. Understood. There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for the local offices like state legislature.
It needs to be Colin Allred.
Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary?
Oh, you bet.
Okay. That's great. Great to hear that. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. The first name is Ron Kirk. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat
Ron
favorable?
Ron Kirk is a friend.
Okay, so very favorable?
Of course.
Great. What about Nathan Johnson?
I don't know him very well. I think he has a good reputation.
Okay. What about Victoria Neve Criado?
Don't really know Victoria.
Okay. What about Colin Allred?
I just told you. He needs to be the one to beat Ted Cruz. And if anybody can beat Ted, he probably can.
Understood. So you have a very favorable opinion of him.
I do.
Great. What about...
I visited with him not long ago. Personally.
Okay. Oh, nice. And what about Roland Gutierrez?
I don't really know Roland.
Okay. And Elizabeth Ginger?
Don't really know Elizabeth.
Jasmine Zeman?
I know, well, Jasmine was Eddie Bernice's pick, right?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I'm not told that information, so I can remain
neutral. I thought her name was Jasmine Crockett.
No, I have Jasmine Zeman.
Oh, I don't know her. The Jasmine I know is Jasmine Crockett, who just won the seat held by Eddie Bernice Johnson for 30 years.
Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
I know Clay, and I like Clay. I think he's very good.
Okay. Can I put as very favorable?
Absolutely.
What about the organization Planned Parenthood? Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I have a very favorable. I've been to their fundraising luncheon for 100 years.
Okay, nice. What about the last person, Joe Biden?
I like Joe Biden. I'm going to see him tomorrow night.
All right, so very favorable.
Absolutely. People
Great.
Need
Thank
to
you for your...
forget. Well, you got to forget this age stuff. I know 50-year-olds who are old folks, and I know 90 and 100-year-old people who are more lively than any of us. So get over the age part.
Understood. Thank you for that feedback, ma'am. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Zeman or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Oh, that's who it is. Elizabeth Ginsburg is my personal friend. I've helped her a little bit.
Okay, so you will vote for her.
Absolutely.
Okay. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which one is the most important of a Democratic candidate to address? The first one says local control. State Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning and working and worker rights, abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Guns, sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Voting rights, restriction on voting election denial and threats to the democracy. Or education, Governor Abbott vouchers to plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay. Which one do you think is the most important issue a Democratic candidate should address?
Governor Abbott is an embarrassment to the state, and he has made Texas look like fools. All of my friends around the country point their finger at me and laugh because I can't do anything about our governor. Have you heard that before?
I heard that feedback. So for you, which one is the most important issue that the Democratic candidate needs
to
address?
Did you say you have heard that feedback before?
It seems like it. I'm not really sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been doing
so many surveys.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Okay. Guns.
Okay.
And then abortion.
Okay, second abortion, got it. In
because
general,
people have no business in people's business.
Okay. In general, ma'am.
Our government has no. Anyway, don't get me started.
I appreciate the feedback, though. I'm writing everything down. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary or the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican Morgan Mayer by running strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values by also appeals to independents and crossovers voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message? Or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party? Which one do you think is for?
Okay. Morgan Mayer is going to be tough to beat. He certainly will be tough to beat in the Park Cities, Highland Park and University Park. However, I believe the district encompasses more than just the Park Cities. So I don't know how those numbers are all turning out, but hopefully he's beatable. He's
okay.
pretty conservative. Nice guy, but a little bit too conservative.
Okay, so would you say the first statement or the second statement will fit more towards your criteria?
I guess probably that first statement.
Okay. Okay,
I mean,
great.
I wish nobody would win anything unless they could deal with everybody.
I agree, ma'am. Now, ma'am, I'm just going to read you a few statements about Jasmine Simon. I just need to know if that definitely leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or if it doesn't have an impact on your opinion.
Well, are you doing this for Jasmine Simon?
I'm not 100% sure, ma'am. I'm not told who is this for, so my opinion remains neutral throughout the surveys that I conduct. But let me read some of the statements, and you'll be the judge for that, okay? Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek path to legal immigration. Do you think this message or this statement, I'm sorry, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it does not have an impact on your vote?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. That's an opinion also, ma'am. Not a problem. The next
statement. I mean, I'm not sure.
Okay, not a problem. The next statement says Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. How about this statement?
Let me just say this. She has, to my knowledge, she has very low name recognition, okay? So it doesn't matter her accomplishments or her talents, if you will, they're going to have to be really rolled out. She's going to have a big advertising campaign.
Okay.
Elizabeth Ginsburg has run for public office once before, and so
okay.
She has better name recognition.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, I just have to read this statement just for quality assurance purposes. I will go quickly through them, but it's just statements talking about Jasmine Simon, and I just need to know if it doesn't have an impact, I'll put that as an answer, but I just need to read them just to make sure I don't get in trouble. I hope that's okay with you, ma'am.
Well, I don't know what you're about to read, but I got to get off pretty soon. I've got
I'll be 2 minutes if you allow me to.
Okay.
I appreciate your time. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denial, factual racial history, and targeting the LGBT community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professionals, women, and business. Does that have no impact on you as well?
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's any different from Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of local communities. Still no impact?
Well, so will her opponent, Ginsburg.
Okay. But just on the statement that I'm reading about her to you right now, how does that impact you? If it doesn't impact you, it's fine.
Well, I guess it doesn't impact me. I mean, I think that's all very good, but I think any candidate running for that position has that.
Okay.
Or for that Jasmine, spot has that.
Understood, ma'am. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who know the value of hard work and giving others a shot of living the American dream.
Good for her. If that's okay. The case, she needs to make that better known.
But it does
She's
not have
an
impact on your vote.
Well, I have to compare it to the other candidate, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Jasmine, and we're about to read about her as well. Jasmine Simmons puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dog, Jake and Gracie. Has no impact on you.
Well, sure. I think that I listened to that, and I think that's very good.
Okay.
But again, all of that is unknown about her, from her name to all of that. So she needs to get busy and promote all of that.
Okay. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simmons because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November.
Well, I think that's good.
Does that impact your vote towards her?
Well, I will just listen and look.
Okay.
But I probably, because Elizabeth Ginsburg is a personal friend.
Oh, I understand.
And I've contributed to her campaign. So she has better.
I understand. So I'm just going to read them, and I'm just going to know that your answer, what it is. Jasmine will work past common sense gun reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Jasmine Simmons is running to end Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even women's lives at risk and danger. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and she needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simmons' common sense problem-solving approach. Jasmine Simmons will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation on public education. Jasmine Simmons is a successful partner in one of the country's largest firms who works to protect jobs.
Yeah, you read that before. Hey, listen, I can't listen anymore.
Okay,
but,
ma'am.
Everything that she's for is very good. And I think that's everything that every candidate is for. Okay?
Okay, ma'am. Well, I appreciate the time you're giving me this night so far. Maybe another time you have more time to finish it. You have a great evening.
Thank you.